We're joined by the Senior Vice President of the Orlando Magic, prolific author and all-around great guy and longtime friend of the show, Pat Williams. Good morning, Pat. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Hey. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, Bob and Joe, great to catch up with you, and greetings from Florida.
Ah, thank you. Greetings right back at you. You hit the 100 mark. You hit the century mark. Extreme winning, your 100th book.
Yeah, it took 40-some years to do it, but we... We've kept grinding away. This most recent book, Extreme Winning, is one I've been working on for many, many decades. I've been in pro sports now for over 50 years, and watching these remarkable athletes and performers and coaches, and the one thing I've noticed is they're not normal. They absolutely are extremists when it comes to winning. And then when you study closer, and that's the meat of this book, there are 12 qualities that these extreme winners possess. So I did a chapter on each one of the 12 qualities that I've noticed that really drive these guys and women. And hopefully it's a book that will inspire people and will motivate them and encourage them as well. So that's a little bit of the history of the book.
You know, and it's interesting, when you chronicle winners, there's kind of two sides to the coin. There's some traits, and you mentioned those 12 traits that drive their success, but there's also another side. Sometimes those traits that drive their success come at a cost, and sometimes it's interpersonal relationships or some of the other issues that extreme winners deal with because of how driven they are. Did you tackle that side of the coin a little bit in the book and some of the delicate balance that there can be between winning and the cost of winning?
Well, I think you just hit the key word, and it's balance. You do have to, us normal citizens, you know, have got to really work hard at that balance. We don't want to sacrifice our health. You certainly don't want to sacrifice your family. Don't want to sacrifice your relationship with your children and so forth. So you do have to be careful. But in many cases, these extreme winners, you know, they're all out. And they, I guess that's what makes them great. That's why we watch and enjoy watching them so much. And by the way, it always starts with a dream. Now, that's the first chapter that we write about. Every extreme winner, somewhere in their life, they were absolutely captured by a dream. And in many cases, it happened when they were quite young. This is what I could see myself doing. This is what, you know, I really want to be in life. This is what I want to accomplish, you know, somewhere. And by the way, dreams always come at night. They always come to us at night. That's one thing I've observed.
No,
but that's the first chapter. And without a dream, we kind of drift. So, and by the way, you're never too old to dream. Never too old. And so I encourage people of all ages, you know, to dream big, dream frequently, dream in depth, dream in technicolor. That's what really, really drives us. So dreams are important. They're a big part of the life of extreme winners.
Well, speaking of dreams, aspirations and dreams were big for the Orlando Magic this year. The team seems to be pointed in the right direction, but it's been an up and down season, to say the least. How's the team progressing, and how's management as far as their satisfaction or lack thereof with what's going on?
Well, when you look at what has happened, you know, in this just starting from scratch, really, after the Dwight Howard departure, we won 20 games that first year. Last year, we won 25. This year, we've won 30 with 8 to go. So, you know, we're making good, steady improvement, really, when you look at it. And short of drafting a Michael Jordan or a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you know, it's tough to make any, you know, those dramatic increases from one year to the next. But we're making good, steady progress and getting better, and the young players are making advances. And so I think we all are encouraged here. And we have had some injuries down the stretch here that have hurt us. But I think these last games, I guess we've got eight of them left. These last eight will be important. But we have made progress from last year, and I think that's the best way to look at this.
I think one of the things I've noticed, Pat, is there's been a sorting of the deck chairs, as it were. I know one thing about teams as they're building is they go through certain phases. You start out by acquiring the best available talent, irrespective of position. And then after you accumulate a certain level of that talent, you now have to start fitting all the pieces together. And we saw that with the Tobias Harris move, which on paper doesn't in many ways look like it makes sense, but it gives you guys a lot of salary cap flexibility, and it cleared a way for Aaron Gordon. Talk a little bit about that trade for those of us that are on the outside looking in, because on paper, for the long term, that trade, as far as the parts, doesn't quite make sense to us. Why don't you clarify that and see if I'm hitting in the right areas as far as what your plan is going forward?
Yeah, I think you analyzed it well. We also moved Channing Frye, that same week, and his big salary. So we did clear an enormous amount of cap room. We got two players back, whose contracts are up. So it does put us in a very nice position this summer. We'll see how it plays out. And there is a little bit of a gamble in there. However, we had an overload of young players up front, and we had to get playing time for them. So in that regard, Aaron Gordon has really come along, proving that he's going to have a long career and be a very good player in this league. But you got to get him on the floor. And the other one, Mario Hezonja, our number one pick last year, we've got to get him playing. And so he's starting to get more playing time. And, he's a very talented young man. So little by little, we're getting there and you hit it well. You draft talent, and then you've got to figure out how it all fits. And sometimes you've got to make some moves to streamline everything. And that's basically what we did at the trade deadline.
Pat Williams, Senior VP of the Orlando Magic, joining us here on The Attack. And to piggyback that a little bit, you talked about expiring contracts and things along those lines, and you have a roster of very young players with some young veterans sprinkled in. Is this the year that the Magic perhaps make a bold move and try to get somebody in free agency that they feel can make a difference going forward?
Well, we really can't talk about that, as you know. All I know is that we've got a good, sharp staff. Rob Hennigan and his team are very, very good. They do their homework. They study. They evaluate. And you've got to take these things in steps. And right now, the first step is to finish the season well. Then come all the workouts, But first, before all that, you got the draft lottery. And so there are all these different steps. So the free agency doesn't really hit in until early July, I guess. Then comes the summer league. So we'll, like all the teams, we'll work through all that process.
I got one that you can talk about, Pat, and it's the development of a couple of young players on your roster that you have to be pleased with their upside, and now that their production is really starting to catch up with their upside. That's Elfrid Payton and Evan Fournier. Those two young Lions have really started to perform up to their potential, and they look to me like they're going to be parts of your future for a long time down in Orlando.
Well, they've had a good year, Payton is a floor general, a big, strong size, and still learning, how this league works. But he's definitely a bona fide floor general in this league. Fournier is capable, of having big scoring nights. Good shooter, good guy, a good guy to have on your team. And he's had a very, very good year. So we've got these young players, and they're all beginning to gel together and learn how to work as a unit. And it's fun to watch, frankly. I mean, I go to the games and enjoy very much watching these young players. And our fans have been great. They come out in droves, and I think they really like to see a young team put together. piece by piece and get to know the youngsters and see how it all works. So we're encouraged with what's going on down here in Orlando.
Well, I'll tell you what, Pat, and you'll have another lottery pick, and that could serve you guys well, whether you're aggressive in free agency or not, as far as going outside the organization, or it's signing some of the guys that you need to keep within your organization. But another lottery pick could be something that adds an impact player to your roster. And I'll also give you free little scouting report from Joe Spano, and you can take this over to Rob Hennigan and tell him, bring in, if this guy doesn't get drafted, bring this guy into camp. Thomas Walkup, Stephen F. Austin. This is a guy that could play a lot of positions, defend three or four positions, and he's got an uncanny basketball IQ. He may not get drafted in the first round, but I promise you bring him in, he'll make an impact on your roster. I love that kid.
Yeah, we enjoyed watching Stephen F. Austin in the tournament. They made a great run, didn't they? And it was fun to watch them. And I like their team, like their players, like the energy, like the hustle. And listen, we may hire you as a part-time scout.
I mean, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, you keep up this good work. You know, we may put you on our scouting roster. So keep looking, and we've got a wonderful Final Four as well in college basketball. It's going to be great fun to see these last four teams and see how they, how the top players perform. So it's been a good year for college basketball. Good year in the NBA as well, and with a lot more coming. So the sport's in good shape.
No question about it. Pat, we know what's going on in the Western Conference and just the magnificent basketball that's being played over there. Who can come out of the East and truly threaten either Golden State or San Antonio, in your opinion?
Well, it's always, it's always about Cleveland. They've had some ups and downs, but, when the playoffs come around, they'll be very good. And I'm sure Toronto will as well. Keep your eye on Atlanta. They seem to have gotten straightened out. And I like Miami. Miami's a veteran team and playoff tested. So they're going to be right in the middle of things. So we'll have a good run in the playoffs again. The West has some wonderful matchups. That second round in the West, could be just sensational. So if you're a basketball junkie, from about mid-April until mid-June, boy, you've got 2 months when you can just feast on this stuff.
Oh, the NBA second season is terrific. One more from me, Pat, before we let you run here. And you mentioned Cleveland. A lot of noise comes out via guys like me. Oh, the continuity, chemistry, this big three doesn't get along like the other big three that he had at Miami, et cetera, et cetera. How much of that is real, and how much of that is manufactured by talking heads like myself?
Well, I look at Cleveland. They've had a good year. Not a sensational year, but they've had a very good year. And when it comes to the playoffs, they'll be fine. They've got all sorts of weapons, and when it gets really serious, they'll be fine. And any team that has LeBron on it, is going to be a major, major factor. So I would say to you, I'm sure you have many sleepless nights worried about Cleveland. Don't worry about them. They're still the team to beat in the East, and they'll have a really good playoff run. I can pretty much assure you of that.
Sage advice from the great Pat Williams. Pat, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. We love our visits with you. And again, going out the door, it's Pat's 100th published title. It's Extreme Winning, 12 Keys to Unlocking the Winner Within You. Pat, tell us about it in 30 seconds, and then we're going to let you run.
Well, it's in bookstores now. Amazon.com, a great way to order books. Bruce Bochy, who is an extreme winner, the manager of the Giants, wrote the foreword for us, and we were very pleased about that. So it's a book far beyond sports. There's plenty of other information there. So pick up the book, and I think it'll make an impact on your life.
Pat, thanks so much for a few minutes. Truly a pleasure. The best to you and yours, and we'll talk to you again down the road, my friend.
Call anytime, guys. Great to talk to you.